That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Lum's efforts to stir up a feeling of civic responsibility among Pine Ridge's aldermen and public officials resulted in a resolution to hold an election to fill the office of mayor and the other vacant offices. After reporting this to his partner, Lum then made a rather startling statement. He indicated that perhaps Abner might be Pine Ridge's next mayor. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. You know, friends, it's been said that the best doctors in the world are Dr. Diet, Dr. Quiet, and Dr. Merryman. And, friends, that's true. But I have something to add to those wise words, and that's Dr. Alka-Seltzer. Sometimes after an evening out when you overindulge and stay up pretty late, you wake the next morning with a headache or an acid-upset stomach. Now, that's just the time you want Alka-Seltzer ready in your medicine cabinet. And here's something else to keep in mind. By taking Alka-Seltzer the night before, you can often avoid distress the next morning. Get Alka-Seltzer from your druggist in either the large 60-cent family size or the 30-cent Get Acquainted package. The large package contains over three times as many tablets, yet costs only twice as much. Remember, by taking Alka-Seltzer the night before, you can often avoid distress the next morning. So get a package now. And when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store relating the rather astonishing bit of news about the proposed new mayor to Grandpa Beers.
You, the mayor of Pine Ridge?
Yeah.
You, Abner Peabody, the mayor?
Yeah.
That's what Lum said.
He said, Abner, you might be our next mayor.
Oh, sassy press.
Them was his exact words.
You must have heard him wrong.
No, I never knew.
Well, he must have been out of his head then.
Well, that's what I sort of thought at first, too, Grandpap. But no, sir, that Lum, he's serious about this.
Well, I'll be a monkey's fabbing-legged uncle.
See, I've been wanting to get back into some kind of a public's office ever since I lost out on my notary public's job, but, law me, I never had nothing like being mayor in my mind at all.
Well, I wouldn't think so.
Doggies, I just ain't got the talents for no office like that. I wouldn't know the first thing about being mayor.
Of course you wouldn't. Of course not. No, sir. No, never in the world.
Well, Grandpap, you don't have to agree with me so fast that way.
I'd make a better mayor than you would myself, even.
I don't know about that. You notice Lum never said that Grandpappy Spears might be our next mayor. He said I might be Abner Peabody.
Well, I don't know what he's got to say about it being who's going to be mayor in always.
Well, he was the one that got the board of aldermen together and made a big speech to them, telling them something had to be did about Pine Ridge here.
Yeah, I heard all about that.
He told them that Pine Ridge never even had a mayor. On account of our last one moved away from here about 4 years ago. That's
yeah, I know
said.
All about that speech.
Yes, sir.
Ezra Seastrunk's told me.
That Lum made a dandy.
Said old Lum was standing up there blowing off steam and bragging about himself, and they had to shut him up so they could get something done.
Oh, well, he might have talked a little extra long, but nothing would have been done at all if Lum hadn't got him started, I'll say that for him.
Maybe so, but that still don't give him the right to say who's going to be mayor.
Well,
it's up to the people. They do the voting.
Yeah, I know that.
Lum don't elect him. It's up to the people.
Yeah, you said that.
The citizens.
Sure.
They do the voting. The citizens elect him, not Lum.
Grandpap, I know that just as good as you
yes,
do.
Yes, sir. The citizens do it. The people.
Oh, my.
And here's something else that seems peculiar to me.
I don't want to hear it.
Why ain't Lum going to run himself for mayor?
What? Huh?
You know, any time there's any big office open, like president or something, Lum always wants that job for himself.
Doggy, that's right, ain't it? Yeah. I never thought about that.
Yeah, it looks to me like there's something mighty peculiar about this.
Hmm. I reckon why Lum does want to run me.
I don't know. I can't imagine.
There ain't no higher office he wants to save for himself. I know that. The mayor's the highest you can go in a town, ain't he?
Why, sure. Yeah, I'd watch my step as you, Abner.
Well, I can't see where he'd be up to anything, Grandpap. He just knowed that I wanted to get back into public office, so he more likely figured he's doing something nice for me. He's my best friend, you know that, Grandpap.
Politics is a bad thing to get mixed up in, Abner. I'd watch my step, as you. Yes, sir, sir. I'd just watch it.
Well, I don't see nothing for me to worry about, Grandpap. I wouldn't get elected no way. I don't reckon.
No, I reckon not.
But I ain't doggy. It does seem funny Lum wouldn't want to run himself for that job.
I recollect one time Orlo Wormley got mixed up in politics.
He did, huh?
Yeah. Orlo got mixed up in politics and lived to regret it.
Well,
I forget where it was at now. Some town in Oklahoma, I believe it was. Or Kansas, maybe. Orlo lived in Kansas once.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, he lived in Missouri, too.
Huh.
And Nebraska. Orlo claims he's been in 39 of the 48 states.
Well.
And lived in 17 of them. But I don't believe it. Do you, Abner?
Well, you know him better than I do, Grandpa.
Yeah, I don't believe it. He claims once that he'd taken a croquet mallet and knocked a croquet ball through 21 states.
In one whack?
No. Just kept hitting it.
Oh.
Little whacks. Hit it and run catch up to it and hit it again.
Oh, I was going to say he must be able to sock a croquet ball something wonderful.
No. Far as that goes, I believe I can hit one further than he can. I recollect one time, Sunday afternoon it was, had some lemonade out in the front yard there, and me and Charity is playing again Orlo and Belvedere Craigmeyer. Did you know Belvedere, Abner?
No, I don't believe I ever did, no.
Wore a pink and blue checkered dress.
He did?
Belvedere was a woman.
Well, that helps some, I guess.
Her father, her own father, played the mandolin and had two diamond teeth. So they claim. I never seen them myself. Hmm. Did you ever see them, Abner?
No. Fact said, I don't even know who you're talking about, Grandpa.
His woman wanted one of the teeth to put in a ring for herself, but he wouldn't give them up, so final she killed him.
Huh.
Beat him over the head with his own mandolin. That all seemed like a sad story to me.
Yeah, it is, sort of, yeah.
Nice mandolin, too. So they claimed. I never seen it myself.
Yeah, but, Grandpap, I don't see what this has got to do with what you started out to tell me.
Huh?
What about Orlo Wormley going into politics?
What about Orlo Wormley going into politics?
Yeah, what about it?
Well, I don't know. What do you think about it?
Huh?
He's a good man, I'll say that for him. What's he aiming on running for?
Well, Grandpap, you started out to tell me something about the time that Orlo got
mixed. Here's something else I'll say for him. He knows how to get himself a lot of good publicity. I recollect one time he taken a croquet mallet and knocked a croquet ball through 21 states.
Oh, my.
Got his picture in might nigh every paper in the country. Special when he come to the Mississippi River. See, Orlo couldn't swim a stroke.
Yeah, wait a minute, Grandpap. Yonder comes along.
Well, what did he do? He knocked his way up to Cairo, Illinois, and crossed the Mississippi River on the Cairo Bridge.
Yeah, listen, Grandpap.
The Cairo Bridge was completed in 1930. Has a span of 675 feet.
Yeah, Grandpap, listen to me for just a minute now.
What is it, Abner?
Don't tell Norma I said anything about this mayor's business. He don't want that note around town yet, he said.
What mayor business is that? Mayor of Cairo, Illinois?
Oh, I don't mind that. Just let it go. Well, morning, Lum.
Good morning, Abner. Hello there, Grandpap.
Howdy, Lum.
Abner, you ain't been talking about you know what, have you?
I think we've been talking about some bridge over the Mississippi River, Lum.
At Cairo, Illinois. Has a span of 675 foot. I better go tell that to Charlie Redfield. He likes to keep up on things like that.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Grandpap. Go tell Charlie.
Yeah, I'll see you fellas later.
Yeah, don't get in an argument with him, though.
Well, so long.
So long, Grandpap.
I feared for a minute you'd been telling Grandpap all about your running for mayor.
Uh-huh.
I'd rather you'd keep that sort of quiet till I get everything lined up. I want to run your campaign right.
Yeah, well, Lom, I sort of want to talk to you about this whole thing. It's been bothering me, Connie.
What do you mean, bothering you?
Well, I don't know. I just don't believe I ought to run for mayor.
Why not? You want to get back into public office, don't you?
Well, yeah.
All right, then.
Well, I just don't believe I've got the talents for it. I wouldn't make a good mayor.
Why, that's ridiculous. You'd make a terrible good mayor.
Would I?
Why, sure. You've got all the restrictions for such an office. You're honest and upright and fair in all your dealings.
Well, yeah.
You're smart and intelligent. You've got brains.
I have.
Well, you're a natural-born leader of men.
I am.
Of course you are.
Well,
you got foresight and inside and outside and every kind of sight to hear.
Well,
you've got a sort of a magneto personality. You've got determination. You're a quick thinker.
Doggies.
Yeah. You're a keen judge of your fellow men and a far-seeing executive of the highest type.
You know, I'm just getting to know myself. Go on, tell me some more.
Well, I could, Abner, but ain't no use if I've done convinced you that you're the man we want for our next mayor.
Well, Doggies, I don't know where we could get a better feller. Magneto brains, natural born, far-seeing insight. What else am I now, Lone?
Well, you know what I do.
Huh?
Just don't let me ever hear you say again that you ain't got the talents for being mayor.
I don't know what I could have been thinking of to say it in the first place.
It's bad psychology for you to talk that way.
Yeah, sure.
So have confidence in yourself.
I will, yes, sir. I've got confidence. I've got it, yes, sir.
Confidence. And if you start losing it, just recollect this. You ain't going to have to do much in office no ways.
Huh?
That'll all be done for you by the voice.
The voice.
The mystery man.
Huh.
The power behind the throne. The silent partner. The unseen hand.
What are you talking about anyway, Lone?
Abner, what this town needs is a strong, extra smart man that stays in the background. That don't want no glory for himself. But he's the man that runs things. A political boss of the highest type. And that's what Pine Ridge is going to have.
Well, who is this political boss?
Well, now, I promise you'll never breathe his name to a living soul.
Well, how can I if I don't know who it is myself?
Abner, you're looking at him.
Huh?
Silent Lum Eddards, the secret boss of Pine Ridge, the mysterious figurehead.
That's the keynote to the forthcoming political scene in Pine Ridge. I just wonder how effective Silent Lum Eddards is going to be, or how silent. Well, join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, I know you've all heard people say, "I don't feel very well. It must be something I ate." Well, sometimes something you ate does cause acid indigestion. And acid indigestion is very distressing while it lasts. So to help keep it from lasting, be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. You see, Alka-Seltzer can give the kind of prompt relief that's hard to beat. It helps soothe an upset jittery stomach. It helps sweeten the sour acid stomach. It helps neutralize excess gastric acidity. And its analgesic helps relieve the headache that often goes with an upset stomach. So that's why we say there's nothing quite like it. Only Miles Laboratories know how to compound Alka-Seltzer from a secret scientific process. You can get this fast relief in any drugstore. Remember, it's Alka-Seltzer you want. So ask your druggist for a large 60-cent package today. And then, be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. And when your tablets get down to 4, that's the time to buy some more.